Blog Talk Radio.
It's your boy SB Productions. You must be disrupting the streets right here on the streets.
Yeah.
You know, Casanova. Yes, nigga. I'm on the mic.
Welcome to Barbershop Talk 101. Happy Friday, everybody. What up, Sands? What's going on, man?
What's good with it? SB Illustrious, man. And
what's good?
Man.
What's good?
Man, been busy, bro. Been hella busy, man.
I know.
It's been a busy May and April, for real, man. And
speak about a busy May. Let's talk about that Money May. Money May, Pretty Boy Floyd Mayweather, PBE, the best ever. All day. Best pound for pound champion. Way to do his thing. The 48-0. He's about to tie Rocky Marciano, 49-0. He's got one more fight left. It's my dude.
So, of course, y'all saw it besides whatever on Facebook and everything. That today, of course, we're talking about none other than Money Mayweather, TMT,
Floyd,
whatever you want to call him.
It's just not TMT anymore, man. It's TBE. TBE.
What's
best ever.
What's that?
Best ever.
The best
TBE.
Ever?
TBE, yeah. That's why we rocking the TBE. You know.
The best ever?
Yeah.
Now, okay. So, let's just go ahead and get into it, man. You saw the fight. I saw the fight. Okay.
It wasn't the fight of the century. It was hyped.
It wasn't.
Because it was a well-awaited fight, 5 years. You know, which is, you know, there's a lot of criticism behind it because a lot of people are saying, you know, Floyd, why did you wait 5 years? You know, Pacquiao's not in his prime anymore. But then again, Mayweather's older than Pacquiao, which really doesn't make sense. He's older than Pacquiao.
And taller. Pacquiao's
but,
like 5'5".
But one of the things I've seen, one of the things is it's like what kind of upsets me about Americans, us Americans, is we are the biggest haters on this planet. We want to see people in America fail. Whenever someone in America is doing well, whether it's Barack Obama, Floyd Mayweather, Marshall Faulk, anybody, we always want to see them fall, just like with Jay-Z's title, his streaming. We want to see him fail. People are talking about, Jay-Z is not doing well. Ha, 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 ha. Americans are the biggest haters. Other countries, for instance, like Floyd Mayweather wasn't fighting Manny Pacquiao. He was actually fighting a whole country. There's not one Filipino who is rooting for Floyd Mayweather, right? When Floyd Mayweather fights a Mexican, all of Mexico is behind that Mexican fighter. If they're fighting somebody from Puerto Rico, everybody from Puerto Rico is behind that fighter. You know, why wouldn't you want, you know, an American to be the best pound for pound fighter if you're from America?
We don't know.
Because in America, Americans are the biggest haters. They don't want to see people succeed. That's why they have so many shows where they exploit everyone's downfall. If someone hiccups wrong, you know, they're going to try to exploit that. Then they're saying, oh, well, Floyd Mayweather, he's, domestic violence abuser. Well, the guy who was commentating the fight, one of the commentators, he actually had a domestic violence case. We can't judge Floyd by his personal life character. Judge him by his skill and his craftsmanship in the sport that he does. Nobody's perfect.
Right.
You know, they try to paint it as good versus evil. You know, a God-fearing man versus somebody who thinks they're God.
Right. Well, you know, anytime you got one person going up against another person, that's what they do. They're going to make people choose sides. The people that, say if you didn't know nothing about boxing, if I didn't know nothing about boxing, they're going to try to make you choose a side. So you're going to be for or against either one of them. You know what I'm saying? And you're right.
Exactly.
They did paint a picture like that. They show, you know, that when they show Mayweather, they show him counting his money and shit like that. But when you see Pacquiao, you don't see nothing but praying. And, you know, I mean,
it's
all to create a certain picture. It's to villainize him, basically, is what he's doing.
Well, then again, I think that wasn't Floyd's kryptonite, because there's so many people who dislike Floyd. You know, that actually makes him better. Floyd, the reason why Money May, he does so well, the reason why he trains harder is not for his fans, but it's to prove everyone wrong. If you watch any of those Showtime or HBO documentaries before the fight, all the fighters say the same thing. Oh, we got the potion to beat Floyd Mayweather. All Floyd does is run around the ring. But if you look at the scorecard, Pacquiao threw 139 punches, Mayweather threw 137 punches. The reason why Floyd won is because the objective of boxing is not to get hit. A, his counter was crazy, okay?
Right.
He lands more punches. He's an orthodox fighter, and that's why nobody can touch him. But everybody's saying, oh, he likes to run around the ring like a chicken. Well, there's a reason why, you know, Muhammad Ali can barely speak, because he got hit a lot.
He got hit way too many times. And, I mean, for people that don't – but see, the thing is, though, is a lot of people that are talking –
you got to have defense.
They don't know boxing. So they think
that it's
supposed to be a fight. Right?
Yeah,
man,
yeah.
You think Floyd didn't know what he was doing?
Fight, if you want to see a real fight, watch UFC.
Right.
Boxing,
if you want to see folks fighting,
it's technique. It's technique. You can't just go out in the ring and just throw punches crazy. You know, you got to be a smart boxer.
But you're going to get your ass beat if you do.
Exactly. You know?
And Floyd knows that, especially if you're trying to mix it up with Pacquiao. He ain't stupid. I mean, he does all his fights that way. I mean, he has a very defensive technique for boxing. And
exactly.
He's
got the best defense.
That's why a lot of people hate it. That's why
you can't hit him.
You can't hit him. I was getting frustrated, dude, just
not
watching
me.
The fight. I'm like, damn.
Not me.
I didn't want him to lose, but I wanted to see, you know, I like a nice slugfest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So. Like,
well, you're not
going to
get a slugfest.
I knew I wasn't going to get that.
You're not going to get a slugfest with Mayweather.
You're not.
He's more counter.
He's not that dude.
No.
He's not that dude.
Floyd's
fights
are the most exciting
fights. Up with you.
You know, but the thing is, if there was a boxer to beat Floyd Mayweather, it would be Pacquiao. And then another argument is, Pacquiao may be in a lot of trouble because his shoulder was injured. Pacquiao was not himself in that fight. I mean, Pacquiao, he's one of the greatest fighters too, hands down. I mean, he's a beast. I mean, you see, if you look at the opponents that Manny Pacquiao fought, the same opponents that Mayweather fought, the opponents faced by Pacquiao destroys him. He's got power and he's quick. So I, the thing is, it's like I would have liked to have seen Pacquiao Mayweather 5 years ago when Pacquiao was in his prime. Pacquiao did look like he was hurt out there, so I do give him that credit. His shoulder was hurt because he wasn't moving. He wasn't slugging like he normally does. But, you know, hands down, obviously I want Mayweather to win. That's my favorite boxer.
He couldn't. He was probably – you know how frustrating it is to be trying to swing at somebody? You're a boxer. You're trying to swing at this dude, and every time you get a little hit in on him, he's grabbing your arms, he's tying you up. I mean, it's not illegal. It's not against the rules, but that's what it is. That's what he does.
Yeah.
So you're not going to beat him. I mean, that's his game. And if you end up playing his game, you're not going to win.
You know
what?
Because we're used to, because, you know, I, one of the best boxers ever is Roy Jones. You know, people want to see a Roy Jones Jr. out there. With Roy Jones, he was fast. He taunted the boxers, and he was offense. He was all offense. He never really hugged up. That's the one thing about Floyd Mayweather. If you start throwing flurries on him, he's going to hug you up.
Damn right he's going to hug you up. You're not going to get that off on him.
Yeah.
you can't. He's not going to let you do it. So we talked a little bit about the fight. So why, and you touched on it a little bit by saying, you know, how people in America hate on each other. Why do people hate Floyd so much? Just why did people want him to lose so bad?
I'll tell you why. Nobody likes to see a cocky brother who can back it up and who's got money. America hates that. Somebody who's confident in their craft, nobody wants to see that.
Yeah.
People want to see them fail, you know. Just like, for instance, hold on one second. Just like, for instance, you know, when people get hurt in an accident or, you know, Michael Vick, people love that kind of stuff. You know, whenever you see, you know, not only do America, I mean, people want to see us fail, man. Hands down.
So You're right. And I would definitely agree with that statement. As messed up it is, man, it seems like it's our people the most. Like, we hate on each other. We hate on each other more than any other race, more than any other culture. We hate on our own people. You know, when I posted the thing on Facebook, you know what I'm saying, some people commented about why people hate Floyd Mayweather. Do you remember? Because I don't, SB, and you're more into boxing than I am. So what was the deal with the domestic violence thing? Was it? I know it was.
Put it this way. I'll tell you what the deal is. Right? Floyd got money, and people want to see him downfall. Now he's a professional boxer. Okay.
Right.
And now if he really punched that woman in the face.
Her whole shit would have been blown up, right?
Like,
she's a little
like
Ray Rice wife. Ray Rice wife, Miss Rice by the face, huh?
Yeah. No, he probably shook her up. He probably shook her up, you know, but he didn't punch her like they said he did. I know that. Because he's a professional boxer. That's like Bruce Lee saying, you saying, man, Bruce Lee kicked me in my face. You still look the same. You maybe have a pimple. That's it. Okay.
You know what that reminds me of is actually Tyson, because like we're talking about the best at the time. I remember when Tyson was on top of the game. Yeah, y'all, I'm that old. I remember when Tyson was on top of the game, man, and when he got hit with the rape charge. It's like, dude, Mike Tyson. I mean, you think about it, man. Yeah, Mike is off the chain, but at the time, Mike was the man. I don't think he would have had to rape anybody. You know what I'm saying? But I think somebody saw an opportunity. You know, he's got all this money. And the same thing like with Floyd, man. Like, he's a target. Anybody with that kind of money, athletes especially, they're targets. So, you know, I don't know what the deal was with the whole domestic violence thing. I remember hearing about it. And at the time, just at first glance, I was like, man, I hope he didn't do that because, you know, he is a professional boxer. Those are weapons of destruction, per se, if you're a professional boxer, especially if you're hitting a woman. But
I'll tell you what I do dislike. You know, if that's the case, you know, no man should ever put it, you know, in the hands of a woman like that. You know what I mean? Even though women do sometimes provoke it, you know what I mean? Don't punch them. You can shake them up. Shake them up real good.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But don't pull a Jody.
Right.
You know?
Right. So.
You know, go on and kiss her to make my tacos. Or pull Malcolm Shabazz. Don't you raise your voice in my house. You know what I'm saying? You can check it like that, but don't put your hands. But one of the things that, you know, I disagree with, with Floyd was the way he handled the tiny T.I. situation. That was wrong.
Oh, yeah.
That was wrong. That was wrong because, you know, he denied it at first, and then he was feeling himself. This was right before the Maidana fight. He said, they asked him, what about T.I.? He was like, what about the bitch? I fucked his bitch.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah, I remember that.
Whoa.
That was hilarious.
I'm like, whoa. Got T.I. making a song about him and everything, you know?
Yeah, T.I. was pretty hurt about that.
Like 100 shots or something like that? You know, whenever they got into the altercation, you know, in Vegas, Floyd straight told T.I., you must not know what I do for a living. We must have forgot what I do for a living. Like, okay. You know, but T.I., he had a good rebuttal, man. He was like, yeah, man, you can fight in the ring. We can take it out here on these streets. Can't block no bullets. But I'm glad it didn't go there. And T.I. actually on social media, on the gram, you know, he said, you know, big ups to my man. You know, there never was any hate in me. You know, still the champ. So, you know, big ups to T.I. and both of them being grown men for squashing.
Oh, they did squash that?
Yeah, they did squash that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that is good.
It ain't no Young Thug game stuff, because that's not gonna get squashed anytime soon. Anyway.
I heard they squashed it already.
But, I doubt that, because game be making money Mayweather niggas out, man.
easy, early. You know?
Well, yeah, man. The reason why I wanted to answer your question and get back to the topic, man, the reason why people hate money, Floyd, you know, Mayweather, TBE, TMT, is, I mean, why you got to show your check, man? Like, you're just going to raise up a $100 million check. Like, this is what I made in, like, less than an hour. $100 mil. He's the highest.
That's a big reason, too, why people.
Yeah, because nobody likes show-offs, man. Nobody likes show-offs, man. You know what I mean?
Especially,
it's one thing.
Especially a black dude.
Exactly. Especially, how about this, especially an ignorant black dude. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, to keep it 100, man, Floyd Mayweather, man, to be politically correct, he's a nigga. You know what I'm saying? With his money, you know? He ain't just nigga rich either. He got the nigga rich culture, but, you know, he's Jew rich. But, you know, the way he act nigga rich. Why in the world would you want to carry $1 million in a Louis Vuitton duffel bag everywhere you go
know.
And you're putting that on social media? You're putting that on social media. Like, you asking for it. You asking for the Goonies to jump out and, you know, get you. It's like, come on, man. You can't. And they said that Floyd Mayweather, he only wears, the reason why they hate him, get back on topic, he only wears boxers once. He doesn't even wash his drawers, man. He doesn't even wash his drawers, man. He only wears boxers once and throws them away. You know how many starving kids? But the thing that upsets me, what I dislike about it, I mean, there's no way another man could tell another man how to, you know, spend the money because he earned it. He earned it harder than a lot of people. Because,
right.
You know, boxing is like really, it's real war. It's hardcore, you know. You're putting your health out there, literally. You know, but the thing that kind of upsets me, he comes from, you know, an area in Detroit that's not in Michigan, that's not too affluent. I think he's from Flint. And, you know, it's kind of like you got money to be throwing drawers away like that, but, you know, all these starving kids in the inner city, you know, build a Money Mayweather school or something, you know what I mean? Give back. Give back. I'm sure he gives to charities and something, but we don't really see it.
Well, you know, 50 was going in on him for a long time.
Oh, he's a troll. He's a troll. 50's a hater. He's an old Lucky Charm troll, man. Hey, Floyd, man. Hey, Floyd. Yeah, man. Here's an ice bucket challenge. Let me see your book. Hey, man. I'll be illiterate. You know, if my net worth was like $600 million, highest paid athlete on the globe,
I wouldn't give a shit.
Right. I don't need to read.
I don't need to know how to read commas.
Kids can't eat those books. Kids can't eat those books. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, they can't eat no books, B.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I respect them. And the thing is, if you noticed, I'll be honest with you. Floyd's my boy. He's my boy and all. You know, I mean, that's my dude. But he looked a little shook once part three on this one. He wasn't as cocky in those press conferences like he normally is. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody else, he'd be running his mouth. He'd be talking smack in the earlobe, man. This time, you know, when Jamie Foxx was singing that national anthem, I don't know if it's because he did such a horrible job singing it, but Floyd, he was looking kind of depressed, man. Coming out, he didn't look too excited, man. He didn't talk smack to Pacquiao at all.
They're never on his side, Spence.
Never.
Dude, did you see how many times the crowd was Manny, Manny, Manny? I'm like, why are y'all chanting for this dude? He's getting his ass kicked.
Dude, if you watch any Mayweather fights, man, nobody roots for Mayweather. Nobody.
Yeah.
Every fight that he fights, when he was fighting Maidana, they were chanting, ole, 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 Chino, Chino. You know, Lamar's in teams.
So let me ask you this, illustrious. Do you think it's more of a competition thing? Like, I'll give you an example. When the Bulls had Michael Jordan and they was kicking everybody's ass, I was rooting against the Bulls because I didn't want to see them win. The same way I rooted against the Spurs, not last year, but this year, because I didn't want to see them win again. I wanted to see a new champ. Do you think that's the reason why a lot of people hate on him, or do you think more people hate because they just don't like him as a person?
That's Floyd's problem. You know what I'm saying? Not only is he champ, but they don't like him personally, so that's a double whammy.
Yeah.
You know, they don't like his character, and they don't like, him being champion. Nobody can beat him. Right. And the thing is, a lot of people were complaining that, oh, he picks and chooses his fights.
The other thing I was going to ask you. That's the other thing. So being that that's the case, that he does pick and choose his fights.
If you're going to let me talk. I was about to finish. You want my answer or not? Why are you going to ask me again?
We don't know.
Like I was saying, you know.
Anyway,
can I finish? We're wasting time.
No, you can't. We got to call. Onto the phones.
We got a caller.
We do have a caller waiting. Go ahead and finish your statement, man.
Like I was saying, man, people say he picks and chooses his fights. He can do that. Why? Because he's his own boss. He's Dame Dash in the ring. You know, he can do that. You know,
that's
the thing is, man, it's like, he's smart. And I guess the argument, you know, that Mike Tyson, Ali, they were all saying that, you know, they fought everybody, whenever, wherever, however. But May, you know, he got to choose. And he's light. He's light, man. He 48 fights. That's low compared to Ali. Ali fought like 148 times, 5 losses.
Right.
You know, Roy Jones fought like 57 fights, you know? I mean.
Yeah, Roy was that dude. Yo, man, I'm going to go ahead and go to the phone line because we do have a caller on hold. We're going to bring the caller on with the 424-672 extension. Caller, you're on live. Speak your mind on the open line, Barbershop Talk 101. What's happening?
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, I was just wanted to chime in.
Not
on
much,
the Roy Mayweather situation. Yeah, but
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he picks his fights, but you see how this world is biased. When you a likable guy, you get away with anything. He fought the same guys Manny fought. Manny haven't fought nobody, if you want to say Floyd haven't fought nobody. Actually, Floyd's last four fights been way tougher than Manny. Manny's fought out
here. Yeah, Maidana would have gave him a problem. I think Maidana would have gave Pac-Man a problem.
Exactly.
Maidana was a bull. The first fight, the way he was lunging over the top like that, I was scared. I ain't going to lie. I'm a Floyd Mayweather fan till I die. I was a little scared.
Yeah,
I'm like,
exactly.
Oh, man, he's going to knock him out, man. He's going to buckle him.
And then you got to give props to Floyd. Floyd had a tough fight with him and fought him again. How is Floyd scared?
Yep.
He fought a rematch.
And the second fight, he destroyed him. The second fight, he destroyed Maidana. The first fight, I was like, ah.
But if Floyd was such a scary dude that wanted to just choose the opponents, after that fight, he could have ran and went elsewhere. Like, oh, I'm not fighting that guy again. I already won. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So,
yep.
And Manny Pacquiao, I mean, he's no different for opponents. But for some reason, since people don't hate him, they give him that pass. They never mention who he's fighting. You know, he hasn't fought nobody in the last four fights. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree.
Fought Canelo.
And he got knocked out, and he got put to sleep by Marquez. I thought he was dead. He wasn't moving.
Yeah.
Marquez knocked him out cold. I was like, wake up. I was like, Ricky. I thought they were going to carry him out like Ricky and Boys in the Hood, man.
And nobody wants to talk about, see, when you're a likable guy, you get away with a lot of stuff. Nobody wants to talk about how Manny could have been using steroids. And it's a lot. And Manny, the one that dodged that fight in 2009. Come on.
Yeah, he didn't
want to
get a blood
like
test.
A
He did not want to get a blood test.
Then 6 months later, you want to come back. If you're scared of needles, hold your ground. Don't come back 6 months later after you get clean and be like, oh, I'm ready to take it now. Let's fight.
Yeah.
Come on.
Right. Yeah.
I mean,
all
right, like
I'll do it.
Yeah, that's like some kid stuff. Oh, I'm scared of needles. I can't do that. It's going to make me weak. Keeps crying about it.
Then a couple months later, Floyd's got to take the same needle. So if it's going to make him weak, it's going to make, you know, Floyd weak too. And the argument that I hate is, oh, Floyd fought him out of his prime. But Floyd is older than him. So what is that saying? If Floyd doesn't talk smack, they say, oh, he's scared. He talks smack, he's too arrogant. He can't win.
Yeah,
Floyd can't win. You know, nobody wants to see a successful brother who is flawless at their craft and is confident about it. Nobody wants to see that. And like my point that I made earlier, we're the biggest haters in America. Why wouldn't you want an American, not only just American, but a black American to be the best pound for pound in the welterweight division? When Venezuelans have a fighter, all of Venezuela is rooting for that fighter.
No
Argentina, all the Argentinians are rooting for him, you know?
No matter how weak he is, they still rooting for him. And look at the show.
Yeah, they cheated him. They cheated him in the Olympics, yeah.
This shows you biasness. If Floyd would have came with this shoulder injury and started crying about it afterwards, he would have been crucified by the media.
I know.
Well,
he's still crucified, and they're still crucifying him. If you look at like any social media post, Floyd won because Pacquiao had a hurt shoulder. It's always an excuse. Yeah. They always try to find excuses.
I rewatched the fight. If he had a hurt shoulder that bad, he didn't grimace at all. You know, between rounds, he wasn't grimacing, you know, like he was hurt. They didn't give him no ice to his shoulder. They didn't rub his shoulder. Come on, man. It could have been.
and then they tried to say that the judges scored the card wrong because Pacquiao was in the red corner. And it's like, come on, man. You can watch the fight. Pacquiao wasn't landing anything. And they always try to say, oh, Floyd, he runs. All he does is runs. You know, he's scared to fight. You know, all those counters he was throwing, he was actually aggressive in this fight.
And before the fight, people are mad. This is what happened. People are saying, oh, the fight was boring. But before the fight, the people that was on Pacquiao, this is what they were telling me, all of them. Well, he's not going to be able to run against Pacquiao. Pacquiao's going to cut it off. He never had a fighter like Pacquiao. So soon as Pacquiao was
southpaw,
not able to do that,
he doesn't do good against southpaws.
When Pacquiao had to do it, now it's time to cry about it. Let's cry about it and say, oh, he was running because Pacquiao wasn't able to hit him. Pacquiao wasn't able to do it. And they taking selfies.
Well, the advantage that Floyd has, man, he's got that long reach, man. He's got a long reach, you know. And that shoulder roll that he does. It's hard to hit somebody when he rolls that shoulder like that. I mean, he's a defensive genius. You know, he doesn't got a lot of power in his punches, you know, but he knows how to throw his punches with marksmanship accuracy. He's very precise.
And
he got underrated power, though, because people respect his power.
They hate to admit it, but that jab backs them up, and they're not going to go wild. If he didn't have no power, believe me, people would just go wild swinging. They can't do it because they respect his power. Look at Canelo fight.
But to be honest, I definitely agree. Canelo, he destroyed Canelo, man. Canelo wasn't ready. He was too young. He wasn't ready. He wasn't ready for that.
Carl, how did you find out about the show, man?
Yeah, it was on top of. I went to Blog Talk and I seen it going live right now. So I decided to listen to it.
Right on. Well, on, man. We appreciate you tuning in, bro. Hope you know what I'm saying. Tune in every week. We hear every Friday. Not every Friday lately, but. 5:30 to 6 Central Time, man.
All right, man.
Yeah. All right. Appreciate you calling in, man, and speaking your mind on the open line. Have a great weekend, man. We're going to go ahead and wrap this show up here in a minute.
Okay. All right, we listen.
All right, right on, bro. Yeah, man. Had some good points, man. Like we always say, bro, the show's almost over. We got about 90 seconds left.
All I gotta say is his business acumen. Floyd's a smart guy. Floyd has no endorsements. You know, you see him come out. He's always got the TMT. You know, this time, you know, Burger King paid him. Like, yo, can we have the King come out with you? You know, the King want to hang with Kings. And, you know, the other guy had Kimmel with him, Jimmy Kimmel. Floyd Mayweather is the wealthiest athlete in the world, man. He's the highest paid athlete in the world, man. You can't be a bum to get that. And of course, people are going to hate you. People hate Jay-Z because he's on top. People hate Dre. They're hating on him, like, you know, when he signed that deal with Apple. Nobody wants to see people on top, and that's what's wrong with this country, man. That's why we got those shows. That's why we got reality shows, man. We love seeing, you know, people getting knocked down and people arguing, and it's kind of sad. But it is what it is. What are you going to do?
You know?
Yeah.
Yo, man, well, it's about time to go ahead and wrap this show up, man. Damn, it went by quick, bruh. Every time, man. Every time we have a good show, man, it goes by, like, super quick. But, yo, I'm glad to be back, man. I'm glad y'all tuned in to this episode of Barbershop Talk 101 with DJ Magic Spins, SB Illustrious. Before we sign off, you got anything to add, SB?
Yeah, man, you know, Floyd is a prime example. So is Manny Pacquiao, man. You know, if you put your mind to something, to your craft, man, you can be whatever you want to be and succeed, man. You know, and I respect both of them. You know, and that's just what it is.
That's what's up, man. Well, yo, y'all tune in next Friday, man. Same time, same place. Look for Facebook. Again, follow us on Twitter at BST_101. Or follow us there. Check us out on Facebook at Barbershop Talk 101. DJ Magic Spins, SB Illustrious. We out. Get this fly. All day, nigga. Tell you P.O. how long you been high.